here, the final week in August, which means that the European Classics Book Club is almost upon us. Our book is Memoirs of a Dutiful Daughter, a classic biography by the great French writer Simone de Beauvoir. It's her story of teenage rebellion and teenage ambition in the 1920s. And I'm looking forward to hearing what you've made of it. That's a book club on Book Smart here on RN at 10 a.m. on Friday.
Adam Story with ABC News. Dutch forensic experts say they've so far positively identified 173 victims of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 that was shot down over Ukraine. The BBC's Anna Holligan reports.
The Dutch forensic team, who are leading this investigation, the biggest ever in Dutch history, have told us that they have identified as many passengers as possible using dental records and fingerprints. From now on, they will be relying entirely on DNA. They're building a special database to match relatives with the victims. They're gathering samples from parents, siblings and children. And in some cases, they will be taking DNA from toothbrushes and razors.
A humanitarian aid convoy from the United Nations World Food Programme has crossed from Egypt into the Gaza Strip for the first time in 7 years. The World Food Programme was able to use the Rafah crossing. The border post was opened in a limited way after a long-term ceasefire between Hamas and Israel came into effect. A WFP spokesman says it's essential to be able to access the Gaza Strip from different routes to ensure a constant flow of humanitarian supplies. Back home, and it's been a busy night for emergency crews as floodwaters hit the New South Wales north coast. The New South Wales State Emergency Service has received more than 350 calls for help in Balalla and Lismore. Phil Campbell from the SES says it's been a testing night.
Some very heavy falls of rain in excess of 150 millimetres in some locations has led to flash flooding. We have unfortunately had four flood rescues this evening, three of those from motorists driving into floodwater, two in Balalla and one in Lismore.
The head of the nation's domestic spy agency says a key element of the government's new anti-terrorism laws remains undecided. Jane Norman reports the government wants to make it illegal to travel to areas of terrorist activity without a valid reason.
The Attorney General has previously indicated it would be up to the traveller to prove their innocence upon their return. But the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says that's not the case.
There's no reversal of the onus of proof.
ASIO Director General David Irvin says there's no firm proposal, but he's outlined the issue facing law enforcement agencies.
The problem of collecting evidence overseas that will meet the evidentiary standards of Australian courts.
The ABC understands the legislation would require the traveller to provide evidence of the reasons for their travel, but it would still be up to the prosecutors to prove beyond reasonable doubt that they committed an offence.
The federal government will ask the states and territories to administer its school chaplaincy program in a bid to sidestep a recent High Court decision. Simon Cullen reports from Parliament House.
The High Court cast doubt on the future of the $250 million program when it ruled that funding for school chaplains was constitutionally invalid. To get around the decision, the government announced it'll ask the states and territories to administer the scheme. The Parliamentary Secretary to the Education Minister, Scott Ryan, says participation in the scheme will be voluntary for schools and students. Under the rules, chaplains will be able to come from any faith, but will be banned from trying to convert the students. Senator Ryan says he'll write to state and territory governments shortly to invite them to participate in the program. Simon Cullen, ABC News, Canberra.
The Australian Transport Safety Bureau has ramped up its efforts to warn pilots of the dangers of partial power loss. Between 2000 and 2010, 9 people died as a result of partial engine power loss, despite no deaths being recorded for a full power loss. Research manager Dr. Stuart Godley says there's a lack of training on the issue.
A full power loss is a scenario that's practiced throughout a pilot's training. A partial power loss is actually 3 times more common than a full power loss. Not something specifically trained for, but the other thing is that there's there's lots and lots of variations of a partial power loss, everything from a nearly full power loss to nearly full power being available.
Afghan presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah has withdrawn observers from an audit of votes in the disputed election, citing concerns over fraud. Officials have confirmed the UN-supervised audit to find a successor to Hamid Karzai has been suspended for now. Both Mr. Abdullah and his rival Ashraf Ghani have claimed victory, and both have alleged widespread fraud. A look at the weather forecast around the nation. Brisbane, a few showers, top of 24. Sydney showers easing, a top of 19. Canberra partly cloudy with a top of 18. It'll be a sunny day in Melbourne with a top of 20. Sunny in Adelaide, a top of 23. Perth partly cloudy, 24. And Darwin sunny with a top of 32. ABC News.
Thank you. the priest of Christmas holiday. Partagez votre parfumerie et chantez pour une troupe. And when you arrive at the storm, dansez sous la pluie. Merci pour le thé.
Yeah. 4JOnEarth.com.
Oh,
another guy. I was famished with my fangs dripping fluids and undruid with mechanical joints needing oil and a soilless landscape. My hands in the orchard, snatching all the fruit up before it spoils. Boy, take your character, split it sideways, cross-check the passion you had a year ago today. Make amends with it, ride the bends with it, fuck the roller coaster out of your grown father, father of the cops you owe home. Post-a-post-it note, reminding you to rush over, have a brush, and send my goods. Take it back like the tip of your breath. Every cent we can store, any soul we can store, any straw. First one shot, stop writing up my hopes. And then a dirty tactic, bring them by the throat. Chuck them with your hope to the low ones. Or in the low ones, so we can store, any soul.
Triple J on Earth. behaviour. It'd be how here.
I work at Triple J on Earth. I'm the music director of the station, so I'm always at my desk looking to unearth and going through the website and looking for new tunes to bring you.
Here's one that I really wanted to spotlight. It's a remix, actually.
The guy who's remixed it is JL. He's a really young guy from Perth making some great stuff. He's remixed Gold Coast Giant Shortcut Kids, who've been uploading their stuff to Unearth for a while. Their tune, Bust Up With That Place. It's got a big dancehall vibe, but JL does some really nice stuff with it on his remix, making it really floaty and a bit trappy with the drums as well. So I really think you'll like this one. It's Shortcut Kids remix by JL, Bust Up The Place.
Hey, Producing music as well, so it's easier with two people.
We're both creative in a really different way.
Yeah.
Naomi can hear sound, like she's amazing. She can hear like effects and things like that. And,
yeah.
I mean, we both songwrite together, but it's just yeah, really fun.
Sing it a different way, like I'll sing a little bit slower or something, and Abby's like right on the harmony. I'm like, how are we doing this? Like, I'm very different, and you're not even like you're following too.
Yeah,
and vice versa.
Yeah, it's just like what every band kind of gets in the end. We're just able to read the other person and what they're gonna do. But we did have serious trial and error. Like sometimes we tried to do harmony on like a figure eight line. So we were basically facing each other.
And
that was so hard. We couldn't stop.
We laughed for so long.
Because it was all love song. We were trying to see it face to face.
Yeah.
When you find that person that you love
and you don't wanna